Cash and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Bright and early, the House Rules Committee is meeting to decide whether to move forward with President Trump's tax agenda. Republicans say it cuts spending and trims federal waste, but Democrats have been arguing the GOP is using this late-night session to hide harmful policies from the American public. Democrat Benny Thompson says it will make the country less safe.
We may be here in the dead of night, but you do not need the light of day to smell manure. The American people are not going to be fooled by any middle-of-the-night manure slinging here.
The Trump administration is facing a new federal order to hold on to deportees who are reportedly being sent to places that they're not from. It comes after the New York Times reported 12 men were sent to South Sudan in violation of an order that gives migrants time to raise concerns about potential danger in situations like this. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's fake. That's the message U.S. Senator Ron Johnson delivered to delegates at the weekend state Republican Party convention in Rothschild regarding the House Deficit Reduction Bill. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz has more.
Johnson said the big, beautiful bill isn't what it's advertised to be and will actually be increasing the federal budget deficit by a total of about $4 trillion over the next 10 years. Johnson told delegates he's digging his heels in, even as other Senate Republicans oppose the House bill due to its cuts to Medicaid, arguing that will harm working Americans.
The criminal case against a Gibraltar high school student who brought a firearm to school has been halted after officials determined that he is not mentally competent to stand trial. 18-year-old Aiden Rice was charged with one count of possession of a firearm on school grounds for a March 2024 incident. The criminal complaint said Rice was scared of a former student and felt he needed protection. Rice will be released from custody, but will have to appear in court every 6 months for a competency reevaluation. The University of Wisconsin Oshkosh launches a new emphasis for broadcasting engineering. The emphasis is through the radio, TV, and film department and will include courses from the engineering technology, information systems, computer science, and music departments. UWO will partner with Madison College on an applied associate of science in broadcast engineering that would allow students to enter the workforce directly after 2 years or transfer to UWO to complete a bachelor's. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents recognized the UWO-RTF department in 2020 with a Teaching of Excellence Award. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles again last night, the final 5-2, thanks to five scoreless innings by starter Logan Henderson. He's now won his first three games as a major league pitcher. That's a new franchise record as he earned a job in the Brewers rotation. Pat Murphy.
No question about it. He's been great every time out. Not just good, great every time out.
That series wrapping up today. NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo in San Francisco attending Google's new products and apps show. Jim Ozarski, who covers the Bucks, asked, what if Giannis tells the team they haven't done enough to help him win another championship?
Let's just say Wes Edens and Jimmy Haslam are told by Giannis, you're not committed to winning. And they turn around and say, we've spent $1 billion. Since 2021. We have no draft picks till 2030. What do you mean we haven't tried to win? You're under contract for two more years. These are not sentimental guys.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
We have more rain on the way today. We could get a half inch or more by the time things wind down tonight. Cloudy, a little breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, the rain will end. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome artist and co-director of the Door County Contemporary Art Fair, Shane McAdam. And Travel Wisconsin's senior communication specialist, Logan Rogie, talks about upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. Special thanks to Nick Slepsky. Farmer's Market, Cheese Curd Nick. He will be in action this afternoon starting at 3 o'clock on Broadway Street. The very first Farmer's Market of the year. And you know what? We were talking about how nasty it was out there. We just had two ladies walk in, Jessica and Jessica, and they're just wearing like tank tops and shorts. And they're like, what are you talking about? It's like 74 out here right now.
20 years in the military. They're tough. They're tough. Like, we're wimpy here.
And Jessica's, I'm from Alaska. I can handle this. Hello, Jessica 1 and Jessica 2. Jessica Williams and Jessica George. How you doing, ladies?
Doing great. Thanks for having us on the show.
This
really
is so awesome. Yes, this is a local combat veterans segment. Veteran Salute, brought to you by the Olson Legal Group. Well, go ahead, whoever wants to jump in first, and let's talk a little bit about the wonderful things that you guys are doing for female veterans, which I think never get enough credit. So whoever would like to jump in, you go right ahead and talk about the great things.
Great. Yeah, we're really excited to serve the local community and help women veterans understand like their commitment and their connection to each other and to the community. So we do a lot of speaking. Couple of weeks ago, we did a kind of a meet and greet question and answer situation with the Little Chute High School, which was an awesome, incredible meeting. And we got to meet some really great people and we reached out to a lot of women. And we also have a focus in sort of development and leadership and helping women understand that they can make the world around them a better place. And we also explain a lot of things about how veterans interact with their communities and what they can expect if they decide to join the military, especially when we talk to younger women.
Awesome. Is that a little bit of your goal then? Is a little bit of a recruitment or is it more education?
No. It's just educational purposes. We're not interested in trying to persuade anyone. Oh. We just want to kind of share our stories, sort of the good, bad, and the ugly, and let people know what it was like being a female in the United States military. Air Force for me, Army for Jess. For me.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, every time I speak, I always mention this. I swear, every time. We don't give the female enlisted enough credit. We just don't, because in my little trips overseas, they were outside the wire. They were going into little villages in Baghdad. They were working with the civilians in a way that the men could not. And I saw it firsthand. The women and the kids wanted nothing to do with the guys. But as soon as the female soldier walked in, they would run up. They were armful of kids hugging and things like that. And they got so much more information in doing it that way than the men could. Hmm. Wouldn't you guys agree?
I would agree with that. What do you think, Jess?
Yes.
Yep. I think it's a really important aspect of kind of female involvement in the military, not just in the military, but I think in humanity in general. The human side of women is a little bit easier to, relate to, especially in a softer sense. I mean, it's important.
For a kid.
For a kid, for sure.
Whoa. If you're talking anybody over the age of 21.
I think those guys need a script.
No, I would agree with you that, and if it's human nature or what, but I think children are very attracted to a mother figure. You
sure,
know?
It's very comforting. But right. I mean, there's definitely a time and a place for, you know, a male influence in a child's life. Absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about your experience just in general? You said, what, 22 years?
22 years, United States Air Force, active duty. I retired in 2018. I joined, I was living in Chicago. Traveled the world. I have four daughters. Two of them were born in England. I adopted another one of my daughter's friends, and she's my kid. And my youngest daughter just graduated high school, Appleton West.
Awesome.
And just finishing up raising kids. And I got two granddaughters. So my time in the military, I lived in England for a few years. I've been to Afghanistan, Iraq, Kuwait, and Bosnia as far as deployments go. I was a helicopter mechanic in special operations for 15 of my 22 years. You know, lived a life, my hair on fire, traveling around the world and seeing a bunch of stuff. But
where were you in Iraq and Afghanistan?
I was in northern Iraq at Erbil. Erbil was the first, is now an international airport. We've built it up since then. Okay. But I was there way before that when it was just a couple of police officers and some chicken wire.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then where in Afghanistan?
In Afghanistan, I was at Bagram, which is the
big base.
Big base, center for the entire operation. So I did a lot of work out there.
Okay, I have to ask you. So when I was over there, middle of the night, because my hooch was right next to this one area that had cyclone fences all around it and a gate that you could not get into this one little place. And I'm not even joking about this. I thought that's maybe where they held detainees.
You know, sure. Prisons,
but it wasn't. It's where the special ops guys stayed.
That's where all the snake eaters.
Yes. But it's like you don't even talk to them. They just do their own thing. Middle of the night, you'd hear a helicopter take off. And right before as the sun was coming up, the helicopter would land. And it's like, don't ask those guys where they've been, what they've been doing. So were those the guys you dealt with?
That certainly. I was maintenance on those types of helicopters.
Wow.
Yeah. So we had a very tip of the spear opportunity to be involved in the wartime effort over there.
That's cool.
It was pretty neat.
That's cool. How about you, Jessica?
My story is completely different. I did Reserve Army for 9 years and human resources.
4-3-2 or?
No.
Okay.
646 Regional Support Group, Training Division in Fort McCoy. I also did a career counselor as well as Postal Operations.
Okay.
In 9 years, never deployed. Mine's all been stateside. And that's part of kind of like why we're doing the veteran story is that we each have a story and a different path that took us.
Awesome.
And every veteran that has enlisted has their own reasons of enlisting, as well as whatever direction has taken it.
And maybe things have changed, but I will say this. You said you didn't deploy or whatever. Once you raise your hand and say you're ready, willing, and able, okay, and they swear you in, whatever you said you wanted to do is 90% out the window, right?
Yes.
I mean, guys that said, I definitely want to go. I want to go to Iraq. And they were at Fort Riley for the entire time. And other people were like, man, I just want to get my thing. I'm getting college credits. And they were on the front lines when they were at promise. So isn't that the case, though? You just never know once you're in what's going to happen.
That's very true. I put on my dream sheet when you go through basic training and you get through your tech school where they train you how to do your job.
Yeah.
You can tell them where you want to go as far as being stationed, right?
Right.
So, and I scrawled on the top of my page, you know, no overseas. My first set of orders was to Kadena, Japan.
Exactly.
They were like, thank you for playing, but we're going to send you where you
exactly.
want.
Exactly.
Tell me about your path, Jessica, too, was some counseling and stateside. Did you go in as a helicopter mechanic? Did you like that when you were a kid in high school, or did they put you to that?
Actually, I got fairly lucky. I went in open general, which meant I went in under the guise of you can make me do whatever you want. So I could, in the Air Force, I wouldn't have been, you know, standing out in the grass with a gun.
Right.
However, I could have had any number of jobs, and I ended up with maintenance. I was pretty mechanically inclined, even from a very young age. And the Armed Forces Vocational Battery Aptitude Test, right? Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I remember that acronym. I need to retire. that tests your abilities across a certain number of areas, and they found out that I was pretty good at mechanics. And it actually ended up being an incredible fit for me because I did love working with my hands, and so that job actually ended up being a perfect fit for me. I loved it.
Jessica George, who just spoke, and Jessica Williams in the house right now. Veteran Salute brought to you by Olson Legal Group.
I think we should do more of that whether they're going into the military or not, with some kids in certain grades, because there's kids that have an aptitude for mechanics, for engineering. We've had engineers in here, and yet their parents, oh, you got to go to college and get a liberal arts degree. It's like, that's not for everybody, you know, and I just think that's awesome that you took the test. And did you take the same test in the Army?
I did, and it's interesting that you mentioned that. I did college first. So I said no way in hell was I going to join the military. So I enlisted after college. And so technically I should have gone as an officer route. And that's why I went in the HR department, because everyone just assumes that you're infantry and that your one and only job is to, you know, shoot things. Right. But my role was more so making sure that all the soldiers were taken care of, that they were getting paid, that their families were taken care of. And so the career counselor role was later on in my career to actually help the soldiers to determine why they should reenlist.
But another part that you just mentioned, we have a young lady that comes in here, Nicole Stockman out at UW Green Bay. She runs a veteran service office. And she was talking about, she was 21. She wasn't in the military, but she was married to a career military for 21 years. And she talked, like what you said about placement and families and things, she'd get a phone call from her husband and be like, hey, pack up, we're going to Japan.
Wow, yeah.
And, you know what I mean? And it's like, if they didn't have somebody like you, wow.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, being on the ground and in Afghanistan on the ground, Jessica, she was my savior every time, because we had to be responsible for filing our own travel vouchers and taking care of our own pay. We didn't know what we were doing. And we were like, man, please, somebody help us. Wow. And Jessica was her particular MOS in the Air Force, we call it an AFSC, but her particular job was the most valuable. In fact, I would always seek her out and say, come, a person in her role, come and speak to my airmen, come and speak to my soldiers and tell them how to manage their stuff, how to manage their career, because it was absolutely instrumental. Sure, we can do the deployment stuff on our heads easily, but the job that's really hard and the one that's really, really behind the scenes is the things that Jessica did. And
mentally, that takes that strain away from the people that got some other serious things on their mind.
Absolutely. When I'm too tired to file my travel voucher because I've been working 18 hours and we're fixing helicopters and I need to have somebody help me through it because I can't see straight anymore.
Yeah.
Jessica's the type of person that I would have definitely leaned on at that time.
And Jessica, that's a great program, if you will, lack of a better word. But coming back, how was your readjustment? Because we have people on here that aren't real happy about the support they got coming back into the civilian life. And you guys seem like you're very well adjusted, but do we have...
Well, we wear it well.
Yes. I think we've all had our own challenges. Interestingly enough, my career was actually helping our service members transition. So previously working for the state and as a National Guard contractor, I actually helped write resumes and get
cool.
those service members...
That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Back
yeah.
on track.
Which is important... Let me just throw this out there and tell me, we had a guy in here yesterday or 2 days ago, Don Carper, his name is, he's the navigator, we call it Veterans Village. Okay. In Appleton. Mm-hmm. And it was shocking at times how these guys would come in who fulfilled their military careers or whatever, but they didn't have a clue on the next step in certain ways. Some of the things we almost take for granted. That important.
It really, really is important.
And absolutely. You know, there's all those programs to get, you know, apples and oranges, but let me just give you an example that I've dealt with prisoners coming back into society because they've been off the grid. I mean, these guys, there's some people that, well, now they know what cell phones are, but you guys are, we assume you're in the loop the whole time and they come back and they struggle a little bit.
Sure. Reintegration is always a struggle, actually. And it's interesting that you bring that up because my current job is I'm a reserve component transition assistance advisor. I work for the government currently. And so my job is to actually make sure people getting out and transitioning and who have questions about their benefits know who to talk to. Because honestly, there's 100 different agencies that you need to talk to about maybe I need to change my retirement. Maybe I want to get a education benefit. And they have and there's 50 different agencies that you need to talk to. But
and
you
they're
don't,
changing.
And they change all the time and you don't know who to call. And so the questions are always there. So my job is to sift through all of that red tape, jargon, which office you need to see, and find the information that you need, give you that information, and then hook you up with the right offices as a veteran so that you can utilize all of the benefits. Because we have guys, I mean, in VFW up by where I live up in Tomahawk, and I'm in the VFW. There are guys in the town that should be getting a retirement or a medical disability from their service and have never applied for it. And they're in their 60s, 70s, 80s.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, what I think is great, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jessica, is the educational opportunities that they have. And it's incredible. And you don't have to study a certain track. You can do anything you want. You go back in horticulture. And I teach at TC, and we're getting more and more people. And it's if they actually, it's getting paid for. Now they got to pass the class and everything. But I just think it's too bad if somebody's sitting there bored. What am I going to do? It's like, we'll help you.
Yeah. The cool thing about Wisconsin is actually we're number one in the United States for offering benefits, a military benefits.
You're going to be a veteran. Yep. Do it in Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, cool. Exactly.
Oh, this is interesting. Jessica Williams, Jessica George, local vets, veteran salute, brought to you by Olson Legal Group. Back with them right after this.
Nelson put job in the city.
.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed. The Machine Shed, Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a blustery Wednesday morning. 46 in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 45 in Oshkosh. Forecast today, breezy, cloudy, windy, showers, high in the mid-50s. But as soon as the farmer's market starts on Broadway, 72 and sunny. 72 and sunny.
So the music, is that left a good job in the city? That's why we're playing it in honor of these people who left the city and went to military?
I made it a way back Wednesday today, so it's all older tunes.
Oh, all right. Yeah. We get guests, we start interviewing, and all of a sudden there's a song that usually ties into them. So, yes.
Jessica Williams and Jessica George, both United States military veterans, one Jessica in the Air Force, the other in the United States Army. When you have young people, or not even young people, I don't care who it is, some guy at a bar, when he says, tell me something I don't know about female veterans. What do you say?
I would say, we bleed blood like everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, they don't realize that how important the role the females play in the military.
That's very true. And I actually was pretty fortunate in my career. Jessica said that she was absolutely helpful and supportive of her troops. That was her capacity. I ended up being a first sergeant for a little while in the military, which was tough because I got to see both the side of the person and of the soldier and the airman. And then I got to see the side of the person who struggled through things, had the same problems as everybody else. Their mm-hmm. wife left them, or they've got a lot of debt, or they're in trouble with the law or whatever. And I saw that side of them too and had to help them in both those capacities, which was really great. So Jessica and I are kind of similar in that way. She did that like kind of a lot more in depth, but I did that for a brief period of time in the military.
I can see you guys both being good at that. You don't seem real rigid to me. You know what I mean? Like, right?
But, if you ask my daughters, they might have something else to say about that. Once you put the uniform on, I don't know.
Maybe that's what it is. You guys are casual. You stayed for 22 years. I mean, something must have called you to do that. That's a long time, quite honestly.
Yeah, actually, the military's been in my family for a long time. My grandfather was in World War II.
Wow.
He fell Patton up through Germany.
Wow.
Yep, and he had a lot of not so awesome stories, but a lot of really great ones as well. And
he passed away.
He did. Just recently, actually, two years ago.
Wow.
96
wow.
years old.
Oh, yeah. Man, I would love to
served
have
well,
met him.
Got a field commission. Wow. Very decorated. Great service to his country. Sure. And my dad was in during Vietnam. My brother spent 4 years in during the Gulf War, and then, you know, it was my turn, so I stepped up and did the same thing.
What did you end up rank-wise?
I was an E7.
Okay, nice.
So pretty good non-commissioned officer.
Absolutely.
Yep. I really enjoyed the military, and a lot of people ask me often, you know, why did I join, and that's a very common question.
Yeah, I bet.
And I wish I could say I wanted to travel, want to see the world, but truthfully it was, I really Legacy. Wanted to serve my country. Mm-hmm. That really was it.
Wow. I think that's the bottom line for that last second before you sign the dotted line. Wouldn't you say, Jessica?
Yes, 100%.
I mean, that really is. And you have to have that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, you're writing a blank check.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You can cash this up into my life, please.
Yeah, recruitment is down a little bit and everything but the Air Force. Israel, you kids got to do it after high school for 2 years. I mean, I don't get political here. I'm just curious what you thought, because we do need good people, you know, defending our country and working in so many. There's just so much more than just the infantry, right? There's just, like you talked about, HR.
We had a basketball player here at Green Bay. He was from Norway, and they had the country of Norway.
They do that too?
They had to do 2 years.
Oh. In my personal, opinion, I would almost wish that America would be like other countries where it was an obligation that you had to give 2 years.
Right.
Mostly because you get the structure, you get the same norms and the values and the brother-sisterly vibe and like protecting one another and just kind of more of a basic where I feel like just in civilian life, everyone's kind of disconnected.
They're floating.
Disconnected.
They're floating, whereas sure. there's structure. You guys come out of a structured environment and reporting and that's healthy for someone to just know it, whether they want to live that. I think there's so much more than, like you said, just the combat side. I mean, you talked about the camaraderie and kids at 19 years old. I think that's a good thing.
There's that leadership. There's
right.
the strategic planning. There's that process. And like there's steps of exactly what direction you're going to go, which is why normally the transitions are hard, because in the civilian life, it's kind of like, well, whatever this company does is different than this company. But in the military, regardless of what branch you're in, you actually are kind of following the same rules for the most part.
I think, yeah, Jessica, I totally agree with you. And I think I don't know about 2 years, but it's a long time.
Yeah, I know.
I think it would be absolutely,
at least basic training.
I think it would be really great for people to, because it really builds the self. Mm-hmm. It helps with identity. It helps with your humanity. It helps us be more connected as people when we can have a common goal and work towards something together, even if it is just a 2-year hitch for, you know, a common goal to protect the safety and peace of your nation.
I was working on a chapter for my new book last night, and this guy was in the Marines. And for whatever reason, the biggest, toughest drill sergeant had something. He thought had something against me. Something against me. And he would always make him carry the heaviest guy. We put it around the shoulders. And he's like, my leg, physically, I couldn't do it. But I did, because that guy was right alongside me the whole time. And he said at the end of boot camp, he said, I knew I was going to get kicked out of the Marines, but this guy was so mean to me. At the end, I went to his thing. I wanted to punch him just once. I didn't care if I went to the brig. He'd made my life so miserable. We sat down in the bunk, and when I walked out of there, I thank God that I had this guy in my life, because I realize now when I go to Vietnam how horrific it's going to be. If he hadn't tested me and took me beyond what my mind told me I could do, I never would have made it.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that. I'm interested to hear about your book for sure. That's why I stayed in the military as long as I did, because I ended up crossing over and becoming that mentor, that leader, that somebody that was right beside a lot of my airmen, kind of cheering them on and giving them kudos and helping them reach their goals. And that was where I found meaning in my life.
So I bet your language was better than the DI in 1966, though.
I don't know. I was special operations, and that was maintenance. We'll see.
Okay.
The other thing is that it's so important that people learn to work as a team, and we don't have a lot of that. That's been very important to companies, mm-hmm. but very important in schools that we work as teams now, because there's diversity, and there's so much more when
come together.
Right, when the whole is so much greater than the sum of its parts. So
absolutely,
that's
connection,
great.
Human connection. Is
right,
Jessica
focus.
Williams, Jessica George. Thank you so much, and do me a favor, come back again.
Would love to.
Because I feel like we're just scratching the surface in a certain way on females in the military, and I think it's something that really, really needs to get as much sunshine to it or light to it, whatever you want to call it, as humanly possible.
Would love to.
I still think it's an undertold story.
Thank you for the invite.
Thank you both so very, very much.
Thank you very much.
Quick break, back after this.
Searching for something to say.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A former tennis coach in the greater Green Bay area was sentenced to 15 years in prison for taking upskirting videos of minors he was coaching. 41-year-old Joshua Denault pleaded no contest to 4 counts of child sexual exploitation filming and 2 counts of child enticement. 12 other counts were dismissed as part of a plea deal. When he's released from prison, he'll have to register as a sex offender and spend another 20 years on extended supervision. Testing milk for the H5N1 virus or bird flu could get underway on farms across the state by later this week. Terry Barr has more.
These tests are now required by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Roughly, you're looking at about 1,250 samples a week once we get rolling. So there will be a ramp up so that we have time to just make sure that we're getting samples in. There's no issues with the process.
Adam Brock is with the State Ag Department and says these tests are important to keep the milk supply safe. If the virus is found during testing, pasteurization will kill it and the milk can still be used commercially.
It's the one-year anniversary for an Amtrak line that crosses Wisconsin. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has more.
It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The daily line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was open were for about 155,000 passengers per year. But in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and endpoints in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When you've got a 38-year-old franchise, even the main character's kids would be too old for this. Even though it's become one of the most tired franchises ever, Lethal Weapon is giving birth yet again to sequel number 5. 69-year-old cranky Mel Gibson will direct the new flick and reprise his role as Martin Riggs, and 78-year-old Danny Glover is back as Murtaugh. Sure, this sounds really uninteresting, but before you judge, let me just say this is not your father's Lethal Weapon. Actually, it is. Speaking of part 5s, not sure Toy Story needed a 3 or 4. Four, much less a 5, but it's happening. And it just got a little funnier, with the addition of new cast member Conan O'Brien. That's right, the former late-night host and the MC of the last and next Oscars will play a character called Smarty Pants in the new chapter. Variety reports that the new film sees Buzz, Woody, and Jesse's jobs being challenged by electronics. Toy Story 5 is scheduled to hit theaters June 19th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
We have more rain on the way today. We could get a half inch or more by the time things wind down tonight. Cloudy, a little breezy today with a high in the mid-50s tonight. The rain will end. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Joining us next time, we'll be on location at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn in Dane County, talking plants and badger honor flight. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, what some great guests right there. Jessica Williams, Jessica George, a couple of local veterans. Veteran Salute brought to you by the Olson Legal Group, talking about the female version, or not version, female aspect and outlook of being in the military. I want to get them again.
Well, yeah, they're great.
Wow.
Did they bring you the cookies that were out there?
No, that was Cheese Curd Nick.
Oh, okay.
Cheese Curd Nick.
Right.
He's going to have his thing set up today on right across the river from you guys. He's going to be set up for his cheese curd stand.
Very on Broadway. Nice.
Have some cookies. We tested them. They're good.
No.
There's not a problem. We're a little worried about it.
Jim was actually a little disappointed.
We know, yeah. We,
Come on, Nick.
Yeah. I'll hold out for the cheese curds. Yeah.
It was the first. Right. It was the first thing I asked him when he handed me a cookie. I'm like, are these safe?
Yeah. Okay. I know. At least they were brownies.
Right.
Brownies are always more suspicious.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Indiana Malcor in the house.
And you know Nick, so even when he says, yeah, they're safe, we're like,
But I'll tell you one thing that probably proves they're safe. He's lost 47 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah.
Tapeworm.
And think
gotta
about...
Gotta be. Think what he does for a living.
What he does for a living is he deep fries cheese curds, and he cooks the best burgers and brats. Okay. You know, of course, I know you guys have had
and
those.
And those Nathan hot dogs.
Yeah.
Ooh, love a good Nathan hot dog.
Yeah, love a dog.
It's... Yeah. Anyway, he looks great, and it's all working for him. So yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
So you know if those cookies had anything else in them, he wouldn't have lost 47 pounds.
Right.
And we're not talking about the extra couple of calories. Benediana Malcor in the house. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Yeah, not loving this weather.
Yeah, it's nice. Mother Nature could refresh our memory on what fall looks like.
Well, we talked last week that, you know, sometimes the weather does influence people getting out of the house. And
you know, I think it does. You know, we had an open house last night at the home that we have listed on Humboldt. 10 acres right in town. Right.
On, with the pond, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. But, you know, it's rainy. So we did have a nice family stop by who was very interested. But, you know, things are quiet when it's raining. Everybody kind of hunkers down.
They just do.
Yeah. Well, it's gloomy, too. That doesn't help.
Unless you bring a Packer. You know, cause we, it's crazy what we'll do for a Packer game. And 80,000 people stand in line. And yet, you know, any other event. It's just, it's a no-show.
Yeah,
just, Anyway.
So maybe we'll have to see if there's just some Packers.
There you go. Get that Jordan Love guy in the living room.
That would bring him out,
I'm not sure that's our budget. I think we're more of a practice squad type budgetary.
So what are you hearing out there? I mean, we talk a lot about people who are buying homes are sometimes a little bit older. We always talk about first-time buyers, but right now it's people who are 55 are kind of looking to, you know, redesign their life.
Kind of right-size.
Into a ranch.
Absolutely.
I know.
With that nice zero-entry shower.
I know. Yeah, those ranches are perfect. Yeah. They're perfect for everybody, but... Yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, right now, I think we're starting to feel, especially with the first-time home buyers, since you brought it up, a little bit of buyer fatigue.
We are.
You know, I think we've got a lot of, you know, I know our buyers, when you know, they find these homes that they like, but there's now like 11
offers, 15 offers again on these homes. And it's tough. You know, you get really tired really
fast.
You
grind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was even one that we had shown in Alloway, you know, structurally a nice home, just hadn't been updated.
Needed a lot of cosmetic
probably
work.
35, 40,
yeah, at least.
Maybe even 50 years. And, you know, the flooring was starting to come up. 11 offers on that home.
Huh? Yeah.
11 offers.
Yeah. It's really, it's crazy right now.
I was talking to a guy last night, lives in Chicago, his son's 25, and he was just, it's everywhere. There's just, they haven't kept up with the building. I mean, and he's like, is this going to change? I'm like, he doesn't want his kid living in an apartment because you're not building equity, you know? Right. And I would agree with that. But on the other hand.
Let me ask you something. You're always talking about building things and businesses and yada, yada, and we got all this land. Doesn't it seem like somebody would say, I'm going to take 10 acres and I'm going to build all these houses with zero.
You know what I mean?
As far as walk-in, everything.
Starter homes.
No steps. Wouldn't that go over big?
You know, you would think that it would, but here's the issue that I think we run into a lot. And I think, you know, when you're right-sizing, when you're downsizing and you're looking at, okay, we've got this huge house that we don't want to take care of anymore, and or it's two stories and we're trying to find that ranch home or those zero entry kind of homes, they're more expensive than the house that you have. And so it's really hard for those buyers sellers, potentially sellers and buyers, to move from a payment that is much smaller than a payment that they're going to have, or maybe no payment. And so it's really hard to move into something that's smaller but costs more.
If I had a mortgage paid off, I wouldn't think I'd go to the gas station.
You're talking about your house being your castle.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. If there's no mortgage, my gosh, I'd
just have soup for every meal.
Absolutely.
But I do think that has to happen. The municipality's got to municipalities have to get involved. So let's say you buy 60 acres of land and, I don't know, quarter lots, whatever you want to do. That's a lot of houses, but there's a lot of infrastructure to that. Sewer, water, and
roads.
The city's got to pay for that. They got to say, we'll do that for you as long as you build these, because once you got families living there, it's good for the schools, it's good for the tax base,
tax
it's good
base.
For the labor force. But, you know, you got to step up because it's expensive. I mean, I just want to say in their defense, it's expensive to build. And, you know, the city's going to have to take on debt for that, but you got to bank on them because they don't really TIF residential, you know, tax increment financing. They don't really do that for residential. And that just, I think that needs to happen.
Yeah. That would be nice. I'm sure, you know, with everything that the developers do, I'm sure they would really appreciate it.
Well, and they're
anxiously listening for our advice.
I know, right?
As much as these guys are entrepreneurs, they're not the biggest risk takers I've ever met, you know?
Well,
that's why they're building apartments now versus condos or starter homes.
I would say that they're in that you've lived and you've learned category.
Maybe that's it.
You know, you've done it before, you know where you don't take your risks anymore.
Right, because it can change so fast. Huh?
Yeah. But I agree with you. You know, just having like older community, all ranches, kind of zero inch. Heck, it worked at the Villages.
Right? What if you would do that style, and then what if you would like offer a little weed garden?
Illegal in the state of Wisconsin.
He didn't let me finish.
So the mayor has been fired.
Mine on the milk course.
That's what I'm going to say.
Oh my God, my dreams coming true.
Absolutely.
I mean, I didn't want Jim to get fired.
I can make a hell of a lot more doing that than I am working here. So
that's the incentive. I'm in prison. You ever watch a TV show? It has been on in years.
I love it.
Did you ever see the TV show Arrested Development?
Love it.
A little bit.
So good.
The guy, the real estate developer who ended up going to prison because of, you know, you would be that guy in prison still dispensing to these hardcore criminals, dispensing advice to them.
This is what you gotta do.
You were in prison for doing those things. If you guys could build a house, if somebody said, I'm donating 3 acres, but you guys have to build a house that you know would be really popular, what would you guys design? What would you guys build?
Ranch. 100% ranch.
100% ranch.
And you'd build 12 of them. You just make them quarter acre lots. You wouldn't build one house on 3 acres. That's a waste of opportunity.
Even a third of acre is pretty much a lot, isn't it?
Well, that's a nice size lot.
Maybe that's a quarter's too small.
Yeah.
But I just think that kind of stuff has to happen. You talk about the Villages, and you were joking about it. But I mean, is there anything more successful than that?
Exactly.
He got something going on. I don't know what it is, but it works.
Man,
yeah.
It work?
Yeah.
So continue. What you guys would do to design it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I think you've got to go. I mean, if we're doing a few of them, you've got to do a little sampling of just about every kind of interior. But because interiors are very personalized, you know, you can walk into a white woodwork home and somebody loves it. And the next person is like, ugh, this is out. I like stained wood, you know. So, you know, the cosmetic part of it, don't really know. But you've got to have a ranch home. You've got, you know, if you're going to build something right now that you want to know that it's going to resale no matter what.
Exactly. That you guys know after all these years in the business that you guys absolutely can't miss.
But you don't want to make it look all the same either. So like in Nashville, they have these developments and you can pick out good, better, best.
Yep.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
They will not let you deviate. They must have a warehouse full of better best. No. You say, well, look, I'd like to just, no. These are your three choices for, you know, windows, doors, color, siding, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, they do that in Minneapolis as well.
Yeah.
And that's where you can make a little money.
You can. And it's kind of like the condos that we have out in Luxembourg across from Northbrook is they're really all look, you know, they're the same style. But you can pick out whatever outside you want. Right. So you're picking out your color of vinyl, as long as it's not anything, you know, crazy.
Right.
You're picking out your stone. So every single one, when you drive down the street, looks a little bit different, even though it's the same style of house.
So you know what I wish people would realize sometimes? That when they put really bizarre colors on their house, like the like we were going to do a thing at Two Rivers, and I swear the neighbors, the quote-unquote neighbors there, had such ugly, bizarre doors. They were turquoise.
Yeah, I know.
Out of this normal-looking house, these bright, unbelievable turquoise. It's like, I wouldn't want to wake up everywhere. Look at that ugly door next door to me. I think that's spray paint.
This door has really impacted his life.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I think you should pen a letter.
I'd be over there every day with 3 in the morning with a can of spray paint, put a big X on that door every time, every morning.
And the way around that is to get into an association where you can't.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever seen that home in downtown Sheboygan that's painted in Broncos colors.
Oh, yeah.
No, corner. Like,
Yeah.
There's one in downtown Manitowoc, though, right by that church that's for sale, which I'd like to buy. There's a big, huge church.
I'd love to buy an old church.
Yes, there's one for sale in downtown Manitowoc.
Can I get an amen?
But somebody did a Packer house next door that's all green and gold.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Wow. That Denver guy, he went...
He went all in.
He went all
super
in.
Committed.
That's not a logo, man. He is all in on that.
He's all in.
And I'm sure his neighbors hate that. But had he been in an association, like even out here, you had some shingle roofs. I mean, that's not shingle roofs, cedar.
Yep.
That's expensive.
Over by the Lake Largo.
You want to live over there. That's not cheap. But the neighbors feel very confident that nobody's going to have vinyl siding next to them. Nobody's going to have asphalt shingles next to them. And I don't know. There's some comfort in that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, I think a lot of, you know, people, they don't like those associations. They don't like people telling them what they can and cannot do.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it does keep the values up.
Absolutely.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. Mm-hmm. It's a win for everybody when you think about it.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we got to ranch house and we all interrupted you. After the ranch house, your design.
Am I like taking this from like plant?
Well, first and foremost, let's talk design. I was looking at the planner out in the lobby. And the planter has like two weeds, plastic weeds coming out of it, foam blocks.
No, these are your lobby.
With the tank still on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this, what are the guys doing here? What?
Is that our lobby?
Your lobby.
Intern.
Yeah.
Go out there and check it out for us.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
He's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Post a picture to your page. Post a picture. Show
Ben
people.
Ben may have already posted a picture.
Yeah. The devil is in the details.
Yeah.
Well, it's been nice having the Melcors.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, hey. Oh, my God. We lost our job already.
One segment, you fire the mayor.
I know.
And John's Mino's next.
You're hanging it all on
Everybody
Mino.
Everybody with amps is fired today.
John is like, I've been waiting 2 years for this. I finally got my own show back.
Awesome.
What would you, if you're going to build these ranch homes, what would be the price point?
You know, you'd love to keep them if you could. I mean, it is hard. If you could keep them under like $350.
Yeah, I was going to say $350.
Fantastic.
Yeah, right around $350,
well,
$325.
I don't know a lot about square foot, but if the infrastructure is put in for you, maybe you could swing something down to $325.
Yep.
Which,
and make sure you have the egress and the plumbing in the basement. That's the big thing. If you aren't going to finish the basement, make sure you have those things in there.
Yeah. That's huge. People don't realize that you put in the egress window, even if you're not going to use it. For somebody that might buy it then, that $5,000 or whatever they'd have to put in to do a new bedroom. Yeah. Worth it when you build.
Worth
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Big We're time. With the Malcors. Ben and Deanna Malcor moving with the Malcors. Back with them right after this.
Sister's saying in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep. He can't hang around.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Since 2005, the state of Indiana allowed voting-eligible students to use their student IDs to vote. April 16th, Governor Mike Braun signed SB 10, which included banning the use of student photo IDs for voting without any evidence of misuse. That law is headed to court. The bill's sponsor said in a January statement, "There has been a growing concern about election security in recent years, and it is our role to ensure our voter identification process is secure and accurate." There are over 436,000 college students in Indiana and additional voting-eligible high school students. In Bloomington, home to Indiana University, two-thirds of student voters use their student ID to vote. The Conservative Heritage Foundation's own voter fraud website shows only 59 voter fraud convictions of any kind since 2003, none of which appeared to be student voters, though ironically one conviction was a former Indiana Secretary of State. The Indianapolis Capital Chronicle reports that Count Us In and Women for Change Indiana brought suit in U.S. District Court, calling the law a, quote, surgical attack on young voters and charging the law violates both First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights by creating a burden without justification. We have links to the suit and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Father wears his Sunday best.
And welcome back to Who's Fired Next.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mine and the mayor. Yeah.
You're fired.
It's, did the intern get out and look at those plants? Maybe he's yes.
Come on.
I'll bring you some moss next time.
Yeah, we got it.
I was just going through the other offices to see if I could find anything to throw in there. So.
Ben and Deanna Malcor, this is great stuff with you guys. But let me ask her what you guys have now on the market, what you got listed, and what you're looking for.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll start. We've got a beauty over on St. Mary's Boulevard.
Yep.
We're at 490 in Alloway, yeah, $4.99.
We talked about that street.
Impeccable
love it.
Impeccable property. Impeccable.
Yeah. And yeah. a great, great neighborhood.
And a great neighborhood.
And great space. I mean, it's really nice. I mean, it'd be nice for, you know, everyone. But if you have small children, all the bedrooms are together upstairs.
Nice.
So, you know, you find a lot where you've got, like, the master downstairs and all the, you know, extra bedrooms upstairs. And that's tough when you have little kids because they want to be on the same floor. So all the bedrooms are upstairs. The primary suite is huge.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge, with a cedar walk-in closet and extra closets and a sitting area and a little reading nook. And it's crazy.
I'm sure it's got great curb appeal.
It does.
Backyard.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are, I love that.
Well, those boulevards are beautiful, yeah. honestly.
Yeah. And you got booked in, but you got Webster, which you want to get on there and hit either way.
Yeah.
And you got Riverside down below, which hit either way. It's perfect location.
Well, you're super close to the Fox River Trail, too.
Yeah.
So if you like to walk or bike or, you know, skateboard,
you were going to say rollerblade.
Well, actually, I was going to say roller skating.
Oh, roller skating.
I couldn't come up with blade. And I'm that's going to sound really old.
Yeah.
And what are your buyers looking for?
Oh, my gosh. Everything. Well, you know, right now we're working with a lot of buyers that are looking 325, 350 and below.
Yep.
And that's a really tough market to be in. We still have our buyer looking up in Door County for waterfront on the bay. So if you have a beautiful home, four bedrooms on the bayside, or a lake in Door County, they'd be really interested in that. So reach out to us. But yeah, it's, you know, we've got the home over in Moose Creek Estates.
That over one is by still, Bayport.
We have buyers kind of circling it right
I'm
now.
I'm surprised that one wasn't scooped up right away being in that school district.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and it's a beautiful home. Honestly, I think it's, you know, and I may be biased, but I think it's one of the well, it's definitely the prettiest on their street. It's not the largest, but it just has such great curb appeal.
Yeah.
When they built it, they just did
nice
such an amazing. Yeah,
really
it's
nice
full
touches.
Of like reclaimed barn wood.
Oh, neat.
And, yeah, really neat stuff.
I've got a garage full of reclaimed barn wood. If you
you could sell it for big bucks.
I
know. You know, people ask all the time where they can find it.
Well, you know
so
what
now
I'm doing?
We'll give them your name.
You know what I'm building this summer? Or not? It's not too hard. I tore a bunch of wooden doors off an old wooden silo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm making coffee tables out of them.
Oh,
really?
Very cool.
Yeah. I got the handles. I got them sandblasted and everything to get all the rust off.
Wow.
Sure. Putting that on it. So it's pretty cool. If you're everybody looking for a coffee table made out of an actual wooden silo door.
Yeah.
Sure. That's probably 150 years old.
That's super cool.
Wow. Yeah.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah. I'll make you one.
Fantastic.
All right.
Yeah.
I hear that all the time. I really want to find a table that's an old barn. No, that's unique.
That
people want stuff. That is. That's
people
cool.
People like that stuff.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. I don't, but hey, anyway, let's, what else is, so these homes, what
this
else
is his last day, so he's going out. He's going out.
I got nothing to lose.
He's not going to give me, one of my guys, before they left Vietnam, they knew the South Vietnamese were taken out, so they were told, fire off all your ammunition.
Yeah.
He said for 6 days, that's all he did was fire every bit of ammunition. That's what he's going to do to the last day.
Get another hour. Get another hour and 4 minutes. All right, so that's cool. What else, anything else you want to talk about here?
We've got the condos that are coming. We've got the condos in Luxembourg, which are they're single family, so it's kind of it's like living in a single family home, which is really nice, and you can custom build them.
And the other condos.
And we've got the condos West Point Center that are coming right over by the OC. And
those you have a show condo, and then
we have a showroom.
Yeah, we have a showroom.
All they need to do is reach out to us. We can meet them over at the showroom, and we can walk through the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
So those are kind of hopefully going to be starting this summer, but you know, you want to reserve them now because I think that once they get going, they're going to go real fast.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I would have to think, I don't even want to talk about this, but interest rates, I think they are what they are, and nobody sees any weird kind of thing that's going to knock them either way, right?
No, and we don't hear it a lot from our buyers
anymore.
We
don't.
Yeah.
You know, quite honestly, it's still a good rate. It's still a good rate right now.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not anything that I think is keep. I mean, I really don't feel like, I mean, there's a lot of buyers out there.
There are.
We just need more. We need more stock.
We need more inventory.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So if you're thinking about selling, right now is a good time.
How can they get a hold of you guys?
They can call us or text us at 920-495-7653. You can go on Ben's website, which is just benmelcor.com. You can Facebook message us, you know, however, there's many ways.
Or stop in at your lovely new office.
Yeah. You might want to call us first, because if we're not there, the doors may be locked.
1200 block, right?
Yep, it's 1238 Main Street.
Yeah. I got to ask, has this whole phone debacle caused problems?
We luckily do not have any cell phones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't have. We have not been impacted at all. But I know, you know, I just had an inspection down in the valley yesterday and or 2 days ago. And the inspector, he had issues he had to work through.
So. And I know people have had a hard time getting a hold of us. So, you know, when it first started, there was this, you know, we can't get a hold of you. You're not answering your phone.
You're not answering your phone, right?
Come to find out it was really on their end and the calls
It's not me, it's you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Could have been handled better.
Yeah, I think so. They're a great company.
Oh, I love them. We've been there 30 years.
Yeah, we moved from them a couple years ago and right now, we're really happy about it.
My wife's calling around to get, and they're like, well, we're too busy right now. The
competitor. Oh, I can't even imagine.
You know what I mean? I just want to say it's
sure. Yeah.
Sure. Well, we wish them the best.
We do. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Great, great friends that work there. And I can't even imagine what their days are like these
days.
Well,
we kind of sent out one of those, like, we're thinking about you texts to some of our friends that work there because you just know. It's
absolutely.
People are.
The shelter, we need phones, so we got those burner phones that you can get.
Oh, sure.
We got a couple of those.
Yeah, good.
Well, my daughter texted me last night, Dad, why won't you talk to me? Right. Or something like that. I swear. I will if I can. Ben and Deanna Malker, you guys are so awesome, and it's so much fun having you guys
here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Enjoy Portland.
Yeah, we will.
Will do.
All right.
All right. Check them out. Ben and Deanna Malker, they are the best. Mine on the Mayor, back after this.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. The House Rules Committee is still meeting to discuss whether to move forward with the GOP tax plan. They convened more than 7 hours ago in the middle of the night. A fifth man is back in custody after 10 prisoners at a New Orleans jail slipped through a hole behind a toilet and escaped Friday. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the latest person to be recaptured.
Corey Boyd was being held in the killing of a man during a car break-in last year. The five other escapees still on the run are likewise considered dangerous.
They're witnesses and victims, and all of those people are very rightfully very unnerved by all of this.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell.
Time is of the essence, and we are doing everything within our power.
A jail maintenance worker has been arrested on charges of aiding in the escape. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The comedy world is remembering George Wendt, best known for playing Norm on the long-running sitcom Cheers. Wendt passed away at the age of 76. This is ABC News.